right now we have the co-author of Coming Back to Life, The Updated Guide to the Work That Reconnects. Molly Brown is with us this morning.
Good morning,
Good
Molly.
Good morning, Molly.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for...
With you.
Well, thank you.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for joining us this morning on Positively Revolting. We were talking about deep ecology being essential in radical work, as it is at the root of social change. To me, if we're going to have meaningful social change, we need to base it in connectedness to ourselves, to each other, and to the planet that sustains us all. And so, stemming out of that discussion, I wanted to talk to you about trauma, about people who are, in fact, traumatized. I think that includes most of us. From living in this world that is so out of balance, that disregards spirit, that disregards those connections. How do you help people go through that trauma and heal?
Well, there's, of course, personal trauma and then sort of collective trauma, but personal trauma is always related to what's happening in the larger world because of people are being severely abused by their parents as children. It's because the parents aren't getting the kind of support they need, you know, et cetera, et cetera.
Yes.
So it's all of a piece. However, the severity of the trauma, you know, could be varies. Mm-hmm. So some of us have had rather privileged and lives where, you know, we haven't had that much, and others who have had a lot. So it kind of depends on where you're at on that mm-hmm. spectrum. But the work to reconnect helps people to face whatever feelings they're holding and often repressing, and let them come up and realize feelings are feedback. They're not irrelevant. They're very relevant. They are feedback from both our own bodies and also from the larger world of which we're a part, that things are amiss. And that there's danger, that there's things that are happening that aren't healthy for us. And if we let the feelings come up and really allow them and express them and honor them, especially in safe situations, obviously you're not going to let your anger come out at a community meeting with officials where you'll simply look like an idiot. But in a safe environment, like a workshop or a group that is a support group, it's really good thing to allow that anger to be expressed because it's our passion. It's our mm-hmm. passion for justice or
so,
our grief.
I think so many people
what we've lost
have a concept that anger is a bad emotion, right? That if we are in fact choosing peaceful paths, that we have to get rid of anger somehow.
Yeah.
Which I don't think is healthy or possible.
No, I neither healthy or possible. In fact, what often happens is it just gets repressed,
mm-hmm.
and then it pops up in often embarrassing situations where all of a sudden it gets triggered because we haven't owned it and allowed it and honored it as a legitimate. I mean, why do we have anger?
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
right.
It seems to be part of the human condition. So it's a matter of becoming aware of it and paying attention to it and allowing it, like I said, safe expression. A lot of people equate anger with violence and really not the same thing. Violence
right.
sometimes results from anger,
right.
but it is not the same.
Right. And well, it reminds me of depression. Some people really have a reason to be depressed and don't necessarily need drugs to make sure they're, let's keep on this even keel and not let anything happen. I mean, you know, there are reasons to be upset. There are reasons to be depressed.
That's right. And to, rather than suppressing the depression, find a way to acknowledge it. You know, just having somebody say, yes, this is really a terrible situation, or this is really a cause for grief, or mm-hmm. whatever it is often just so relieving to a person who's depressed.
It's that
the
validation.
The depression is brought on as mm-hmm. much by, you know, kind of a social ignoring of the situation as it is by, you know, some kind of chemical imbalance.
Yeah, I mean, I think that there certainly is there are people who do experience the chemical imbalance, but I think for so many, it's a symptom of living life.
Well, and how do they get chemically imbalanced?
That's a whole other show and topic.
I know.
But it's often a symptom that you're living life out of balance, that you're living in conditions that do not actually honor who you are or your connectedness to others.
That's right.
The society says, take a pill, don't change your circumstance. And that's problematic.
Mm-hmm.
There's so much pain in this world. I mean, every day, you know, you can look in news and in social media especially, we find every day the police have murdered another unarmed person, that houselessness is epidemic, that we just heard on Democracy Now! That carbon is at 400 parts per billion, and we already know that 360 was a point of no return, right? So there's all of this devastation. There's all of this pain around us. How do we stay open and aware? How do we stay participant and not just want to go drink a Mai Tai on the beach until, you know, the world ends?
Yeah. That's right. The big question.
That's what I ask myself.
And you got 5 minutes to answer that, Molly. Okay.
Yeah, right. But that's the question we need to be asking ourselves. If we are facing near-term extinction, which is certainly a possibility, and I don't think it's inevitable, because miracles happen and people rise to the occasion, and, mm-hmm. and things can change rather dramatically, mm-hmm. especially at a point of crisis, which we are clearly at. But even if we don't make it, how we want to spend the rest of our days. It's like a person who receives a terminal diagnosis. Maybe we're all receiving a terminal diagnosis. And how are we going to live our lives with dignity and integrity and love, and not just become consumed with denial and escape and et cetera? How do we want to live, you know, as individuals and collectively? That's the big question.
It's a huge question.
Yeah, and that's the one I ask myself every day. And for me, in the work that Reconnects, we follow a spiral, and the first stage of the spiral is gratitude, and that seems to me to be one of the key ingredients in living in this world today, is noticing and experiencing the joy that is still around us and still available to us, even in the midst of horrific circumstances, and to allow ourselves to be grateful for this moment we have right now, the three of us speaking together.
Yeah,
that's precious, and to allow ourselves to really feel that gratitude and let it open our hearts. So that's the first step.
That's a wonderful answer. Teresa, we know you're over there. We're going to invite Teresa.
They're on to me.
We're going to invite Teresa Mitchell onto the air for a moment and see how we are doing with our membership drive and our community support.
Are you doing it?
At 877-500-5266.
We've only got $200 left to go to get to the goal, so let's get three calls in right now and just take care of this. Let's just get this done. Get her done, like they say where I come from in Texas. 877-500-5266. 877-500-KBOO. This could be you to put us over the edge. We have a book for you, Coming Back to Life, The Updated Guide to the Work That Reconnects. And you've been hearing about authors.
It's a great workbook.
Joanna Macy and Molly Brown address the anguish experienced by those who would confront the harsh realities of our time. Why not get a book on some harsh realities, you know, that you want at 877-500-5266.
This is the antidote to those harsh realities,
Actually, Teresa.
Oh, come on. I want to get my harsh on. All right.
That's
so June.
Your, that's
look,
on your show.
No, like June's.
Not harsh.
That's okay. All right. So June has called and she's ready for harsh realities. And she is renewing her pledge. She is from Portland. Thank you, June. And Catherine has also called in and she is renewing from Portland. And I'll just guess that one of these, or maybe both of these people, have gotten themselves a nice pledge. Premium. Oh, I said the word pledge. That's outdated, isn't it?
And you Membership. Said the word premium. You are
two
going
for
back
two.
For remedial training.
Okay, it's a blast from the past.
Are there
it
any,
got us here, didn't it?
Are there any Astro Tarot readings left for people to scoop up?
Well, I don't know. How energetic do you feel? I really don't know whether there are or not. I'll bet that there are. And the number to call if you want one is 877-500-KABOO.
Because one of those would put us right over our goal.
Yeah, there you go. 877-500-5266. Pledge $16.66 repetend per month. And you, oh, we've got another name coming in here. It looks like Barbara. Is that a Barbara from Portland? And so thank you very much, Barbara. So we are just so close.
Teresa, are you tapping the table, honey?
Yes, I'm
okay.
Sort of
stop with the pounding.
Wrestling with the mic stand here because that's, you know, it's just one of these things a professional does.
when their mics go on.
Years and years of doing radio. I don't know. I'm kind of agitated. I want that extra. Okay, now we're probably down to $100. So it's time for you to call 877-500-5266. Oh, this could be 877-500-5266. Why don't you pile on and put us over the goal? We'll be so ecstatic.
It is super important. And we were just talking about gratitude. And one of the things that I have been thankful for most of my life, really, literally, has been KABOO. KABOO saved my life as a 12-year-old when I was feeling completely alienated and completely cut off from anyone.
Feeling queer.
I'm feeling pretty queer and pretty alone. I found KABOO, and it saved my life. And I have been actually participating in KABOO since I was a teenager. And I'm absolutely grateful for the connection that comes through community radio. Please do give back. And it's that reciprocity that keeps us going. 877-500-5266.
You call now.
Do give us a call. Thank you very much, Teresa. We'll talk to you soon. And but for now, let us please talk to Barbara, who I believe
might
is
have a question
patiently
for
waiting. Good morning, Barbara.
Yeah. Good morning, Ani. Actually, I do not have a question. I am so excited to hear you talking about Joanna's work and the great turning.
Barbara, in fact, is this Barbara who has been our guest on this very subject before?
Oh, no, it is not.
Okay. I was just wondering.
I know someone that has worked closely with Joanna Macy. Spent time at many of her workshops and has done some work based on the Great Turning and would be more than happy to be a guest on your show. I'd like to direct you, first of all, to his website, which is companions-in-blessings.org.
And what was the second word? Companion?
Companionsinblessing.org.
That's my very, very good friend, Dennis Rivers.
Yes, Dennis Rivers.
Thanks, Molly.
His name. And his work is based, it's inspired by Joanna Macy, as well as Gandhi and Martin Luther King. And what you'll discover there is he is encouraging people to create community, a community of teams of two. And if I may read, I have a little one with me, so I'm just going to read quickly what Teams of Two and the Spiral Journey of the Great Turning is all about. Companions and Blessings are a loosely knit interfaith community of teams of two, supportive pairs of friends seeking to live reverence for life as a spiritual path and practice earth, universe, kinship, citizenship, what many writers have called the Great Turning from isolation to interwovenness.
That, yes, goal, exactly so.
Yes. Thank you, Barbara.
Is, you're welcome. Thank you.
You're welcome. She is excited.
And it's exciting work.
I know.
It really is.
And Dennis is doing amazing stuff. He really is. He's like a brother to me. I'm so delighted to have that mentioned on the show.
Wonderful. And we are very happy that Barbara called as well. Let's go ahead and look at, in your book, In Coming Back to Life, you have, it's a wonderful thing. It's a guide, actually, to Joanna Macy's critically important book, The Work That Reconnects. And the thing I love about it is it has wonderful ritual woven throughout the book. It's like a workbook, you know, but it's I love that. It's very accessible for people who are just starting out in this work, who maybe are not used to that approach. It's got all manner of very usable suggestions on how to reconnect. And I was wondering if you could talk a little bit about the importance of ritual.
Well, yeah, ritual, and especially the kind of ritual that Joanna and many of her colleagues have devised, which is, how can I say it? It's kind of transparent. That is, it's simple and very basic, and then allows individual expression to come through it, so that it's not all cut and dried, and you know, you do this and then you do that, but rather it's a like a cauldron or a container for whatever expression people wish to bring forward, and it also evokes that, you know, it calls out individual expression in a way that is really inspiring and beautiful.
Yeah, it seems like lively, like it's a very alive form, you know, not static,
not static at all.
We're
not just sitting around talking. we, in some of the rituals, like the truth mandala, you are sitting most of the time, but you're sitting in a very close group, and one by one you go into the middle of the group, the circle, the mandala, and there's four quadrants, one for each kind of emotion that may be coming up, like grief, there's one for anger, there's one for fear, and there's one for numbness, which is we also need to honor when we just feel like completely defeated and numb, and we just don't know where to go. So that all these a person can go into whichever quadrant or all of them that they wish to and express what they're feeling. And a lot of specifics come out of that, too. It's not just like, I'm angry, but I'm angry at the people who are taking enormous amounts of wealth to themselves and at the expense of workers and the expense of the environment. So I'm really angry at those people. So it's very specific. It's not just like I'm pissed, you know. So a lot of it gives people a chance to talk about what's on their minds and hearts in a ritualized, informal way that kind of gives it more, you know, more significance and more. It really honors those feelings instead of just you know, being able to express them very briefly and without a whole lot of ceremony. So the Truth Mandala is one of the major rituals we do, but there's a number of others as well. But they really are containers or opportunities for people to express themselves.
And I was wondering, you know, we just have a few minutes left, if you could actually leave us with a very simple exercise or ritual that people who are new to this work can use to help reconnect?
Well, I think of one which we call open sentences. It's probably we use that one the most. And again, this would be something you could do it by yourself. You could do it by yourself, maybe by writing or something, but it's most often done in twos.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you could do Dennis Rivers' Companions and Blessings of or Teams of Two, or you could do it in a small group. But the open sentence can be anything, but I'll give you one example.
Okay.
when I look at what's happening in the world, I feel, or something that's troubling me about the world today is whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So it could be feelings, or it could be I'm upset about the polar bears not having any place to live.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it could be you could focus on the situation, or you could focus on the feelings. And then you go through a series of those. You could start with open sentences on gratitude. You could say, something I love about life on Earth is, or someone who helped me believe in myself is or was, a place that I felt safe in as a child, a place of beauty that I, refuge that I experienced as a child, would be one. And then perhaps something I appreciate about myself are some things, probably mm-hmm. more than one.
We hope.
We usually save that one to last because, you know, people are kind of gotten in the mood and they're more willing to appreciate themselves as well.
Right.
Which is, of course, extremely important.
It's huge.
Because we need to appreciate the gifts we have so that we can bring them out and bring them into service in the world. If we don't think we're worth anything, then it's kind of hard to make a contribution.
Molly,
could I say something about the Great Turning?
Please do.
I wanted to give your radio station a plug. In the Great Turning, which is a great turning to a more humane and sustainable society, a life-affirming society, we have three dimensions we talk about. And one is holding actions, where you're just trying to slow down or stop the destruction in a specific way. We're seeing a lot of that happening, like with the XL pipeline and
right.
things like that, where people are putting their bodies on the line. We're certainly seeing that with the Black Lives Matter, where, you know, demonstrators are coming out and putting their bodies on the line. And then the second dimension is the one that I specifically want to mention in terms of your station, is creating new institutions, critiquing existing ones, and creating new ones that are more life-affirming. And I feel like people supported media of all kinds
mm-hmm.
Is part of that dimension of raising consciousness and creating new institutions. And the third dimension you're also involved in, which is the cognitive and spiritual shifted consciousness. So we really, really start to get in our bones how interconnected we are with everything, with other people and with the, I don't even like to use the word environment anymore because it sounds like it's out there.
Right,
and it's
separate.
Not.
Yeah.
But with the larger world of which we're a part, the larger natural world of which we're a part. So, and I feel like that is education and communication, such as you're providing, is part of that dimension of the Great Turning, too. So thank you.
Molly Brown, thank you so much for joining us this morning on Positively Revolting. We're going to have to leave it right there. And I think what a wonderful place to end our conversation with you this morning. Thank you again for your work in this area and your work with Joanne Macy. And it would be wonderful to talk with you again in the future.
I would love to.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
Thank you.